With Laura Fox. Podcast.
We were chatting to Graham earlier on. He is down at the 24-hour treadmill challenge, all in aid of Laura Lynn. Graham, how are you getting on?
I'm good, Laura. Bit out of breath, but amazing energy, as you heard about 45 minutes ago. It was an incredible thing to witness.
Honestly, it was the crack. I have to say, I loved the music in the background. You could tell people were just really giddy and just going for it at that point. You were there at the, I mean, I know you've been there all morning, but they've been on the go for 24 hours.
Yeah, they have. And some of them have been up for 24 hours and they did a countdown at the end and it got extremely emotional for a lot of people, as you can imagine. Because I guess I'll give an overview of why they're doing this. So this week is Children's Hospice Week and it's the only week in the year really dedicated to raising awareness for children's hospices and palliative care in Ireland. And the campaign this year that Laura Lynn wanted to focus on was their uniqueness in caring for the child with palliative care needs, but also supporting the whole family as well. So this treadmill idea came from the fact that they wanted something that was in continuous motion for 24 hours. So the treadmills could never stop because it signifies that families caring for children with life-limiting conditions, they care for them 24 hours a day and there is no break. And that's kind of the reality of it. And that's why they wanted to do this treadmill campaign.
I mean, yeah, like this has been, you know, all giddy and exciting and, you know, go, go, go. But we forget why we're doing it at the end of it. And it is, you're right. It's so important to shine a light on this and talk about it.
Completely. Yeah. And there were loads of people here, families and parents and children and everything else. And I chatted with Ian Hill, whose daughter Anya was born in 2007. She was referred to Laura Lynn in 2014 and sadly passed away in 2015. But Anya was daughter to Ian and Trudy and sibling to Aoife. But I asked him about, could he talk about Anya's story, his family and what Laura Lynn have done to support them?
Yeah, Anya was, she was born in 2007. She was quite small when she was born. So kind of we were a little bit suspicious about that because her sister was a bit bigger. And then we noticed that she had a ridge on her forehead and we were kind of told that was just because her birth was quite fast and that type of thing. But then after about 5 months, we kind of realised that she wasn't hitting milestones. And we got Anya's diagnosis at 10 months old that she had a rare neurological condition called Lissencephaly with Miller-Dieker syndrome, which basically meant that she had, so Lissencephaly is a smooth brain. And it's the ridges in your brain that give you your abilities. Anya only had a few ridges at the back. So she understood cause and effect. She could laugh. She could, you know, respond to tickles. If she knew she was going to be tickled, she'd be ready to laugh, that type of thing. But she wasn't able to talk. She wasn't able to walk. And ultimately, at about kind of a year and a half, she lost her swallow as well. So she was peg fed. So our story with Laura Lynn was we were Jack and she was a Jack and Jill kid until she was four. At that time, they could only support until four, and then when Anya kind of got more ill and on a more regular basis, we were made aware of Laura Lynn and we had a couple of stays here, and it was fantastic. They just took her from us, looked after her. We could go off and have kind of normal kind of activities with our older daughter. And it just gave us time, you know. But ultimately, she ended up only having the two stays here. She was in ICU at Christmas in 2014, and then she was back in 2015 in February. And we were in the process of getting Laura Lynn at home. That was all set to go, and she passed away. So really, then after that, for us, it was the bereavement services that Laura Lynn provided, and they were phenomenal. It was just so helpful. And they gave us such great advice. You know, even simple things like don't do anything significant in the first year or two. You know, because we felt certainly when Anya passed away, we wanted to save the world. There was all these things we wanted to do, and I suppose it's a natural feeling. But the guidance we got really was just take your time, find time for you. Allow yourself time to grieve and that type of thing, and that's kind of I guess that was the major part of Laura Lynn's services for us, and it's a relationship that we've continued even since you know long after Anya's passed away. They never forget you. Events like this are fantastic because they raise that awareness. It's difficult. Laura Lynn don't get an awful lot of funding from the government, and they rely very heavily on private donations and fundraising events like this. So
Graham, that is Ian Hill there talking about his daughter Anya. Like, I mean, that's so powerful, and the work that they do, like, all the way through, and the aftercare that he's speaking of there is so important.
Yeah, completely. And like, that was 9 years ago, and Ian was still here. He did an hour and a half on the treadmill. he's actually run marathons since Áine passed away. And for his first one, he had a Laurlin singlet and he printed a picture of Áine on the back of it. And he was wearing that again today. So it was just a lovely, lovely touch.
You also met Sandra O'Malley, who is the Laurlin chairperson. We have a little clip from that as well, so let's have a listen here.
Laurlin is very special in terms of the care it provides to children with palliative care needs and their families, because we support the whole family. So we provide care in terms of direct care and symptom management, but we're also there for the siblings, for the parents, for the grandparents, in terms of offering play therapy, music therapy, bereavement support. And when we meet with a child with palliative care needs and their families initially, we assess the entire needs of the family, and we're there to wrap our care and supports around them and to be able to give them that rare opportunity to be able to be as a family and to be in the moment and to be able to enjoy those precious moments and create memories that will be treasured forever. And we've been able to extend that service. We've had that service. We've extended service in the Leinster area. We're established in Munster. And very recently, we've been fortunate enough to be able to establish a base in Ballinasloe in Galway, where now we can extend the services into the west, northwest and across into the Midlands. And that has been transformative for children and their families, because we're able to come into the home and we're able to give the parents that break, because so many of the parents of the families who we support, they're providing that care for their children 24/7. And that is why this week in Children's Hospice Week, we have established this 24-hour treadmill challenge, because it's a symbol of what it's like for our families. They're on the go 24/7. They're providing care 24 hours a day, up during the night. It's exhausting. They're exhausted. We're tired after our 24 hours now that we're coming to the end, and it has been absolutely amazing, electric. But for our families, there's no end, you know, and when they can come and avail of the supports of Laurlin, or when we can go and meet them in their homes, we're giving them that rare opportunity to be able to recharge their batteries, to be able to take a breath.
Graham, that is Sandra O'Malley, who is the Laurlin chairperson, and you chatted to a little bit earlier on. We were talking to you at about 10 to 10, right when it was coming to the countdown of the 24 hours. You were on the treadmill, doing your bit, having a run, having a chat. But we also had friend of the show, David Gillick, was out here doing his bit as well.
He was. So David arrived earlier. He actually only lives down the road. And as a parent, he can see how Laurlin is so important to everyone. Now, David is an Irish international track and field athlete. He's a gold medal European indoor 400 metre runner. And just before we got on the treadmill, he's like, "Do you want to race?"
No,
thank you, David. But I had a quick chat with him as well. Just asked him about what Laurlin means to him and why he got involved.
Yeah, look, I'm from the local area. I've driven past the Laurlin Hospice here on many occasions. And when the opportunity came around to kind of help out, it's Children Hospice Week. And just to highlight and make people aware of the great work that Laurlin do in terms of helping children, helping their families, kids in palliative care, kids with like life-limiting conditions. And this is what Laurlin do on a regular basis. And I think, you know, as a parent, you know, it's giving back. It's kind of just creating that awareness, trying to make sure people are aware of what is going on. And, you know, from the locality here as well, the great work that Laurlin do, it's an opportunity to put a bit of running to good use and raise a bit of money and hop on the treadmill and just, again, highlight what they're doing for people all over this country.
Graham, I can imagine that the atmosphere down there is absolutely electric, and you've spoken to so many people who have availed of the services of Laurlin. But the running theme is that, you know, they don't get the funding that they need, and that's where they need the help from all of us. So if people want to donate to Laurlin, where can they go?
Yeah, completely. It's a magical place. And from this campaign alone, they've already made over 50K and counting, but no number is high enough really for what they provide. So if people want to support Children's Hospice Week, they can donate at laurlin.ie. And as we said before, Laurlin relies primarily on fundraised income to run their services.
Graham, thank you so much. And laurlin.ie if you want to add to the donation and help them with all the fantastic work that they do. We'll be right back after these. 2FM.